This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. And we turn from global affairs, you know, the end of the world, nuclear weapons. We turn to the matter of naming in essays. George turns his thoughts over about the preferred or the momentary preferred or the trendy way to name certain groups over the last 500 years, even 1,000 years. But in this instance, it turns on, do you call somebody an Indian? Do you call them Native Americans? Do you call them First Nations? Do you call them other names? In Australia, they use the word Aborigine. In the Pacific Islands, they name them Pacific Islanders. And George has an exchange with his editor, Cole Adam, about this. George, your thinking is that all names have problems, if I understand correctly, and they're all arbitrary. So are we sensitive about some names and not about others? Is that what we're experiencing today as editorialists?
Well, the one thing we're experiencing is an attempt to delegitimize whatever it is we do at the moment. You know, just move it. But the problem is none of the names that are put out there, Native American or any other, are Indian names. They are Western names for Indians. Indian names are for their nations, for the Arapaho, the Iroquois, the Sioux. These are Indian names. We don't call them that because there are so many. But to say Native American is very odd because you've now named it after Amerigo Vespucci, an Italian who invented the name America, or somebody did for him. So all of these names that we find have only one virtue. They make us call them something different. And some people get a pleasure out of that.
Is it also important for people to do 500 years of history in one name, George? Sometimes I feel like we're trying to come down to, you know, give me the short version of how we got here.
Well, I mean, every people have a name. That's what makes them a people. The Indians have names. They're just not any names that we use, including those who are very sensitive to them. They don't use it either. So the problem is, what do we call them? I mean, they have names. They just are not one nation, and we're trying to call them one nation. Now, since we can't call them 5,500 tribes, we call them something false, and it works. But the idea that we call them some other name, and that's better, they're Arapaho, or they're nothing.
George Friedman is the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. A note about naming, how it comes now and again to be a major battle zone. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.